651-461-9226. Who else is very good at flagpoles? I mean, he's out there with the Granite Road, the flagpoles. Meanwhile, we're war. I don't know.
Got the helipad, though. Helipad looks real nice.
Helipad, absolutely. Ballroom, we got to get going in the ballroom.
Yep.
I mean, just build the damn ballroom, right? I mean, at this point, just, you know, what are we going to stop? I mean, I know.
Fill it back in.
Are we going to build the East Wing back up? I mean.
Just like she was.
Aren't we too far down the road? That'd be nice if all those folks who donated to him are going to pay for it, as we were told for a long, long time. You're not going to pay a penny. And then it's like about $1 billion and we're all paying for it. That's a minor point. I will get to the president later. I would like to announce my greatest accomplishment.
Whoa.
I would like to announce my greatest accomplishment. Do we have the drum roll? Can you look that up? No, I want the real drum roll for this one.
I mean, is this a new accomplishment? This just happened, or are you looking back at your life and saying, I peaked at 32 and this is it?
No. 651-461-9226. When do you think you peaked? What age did you peak? I think I'm still peaking. God, I've set myself up for a line there too. My greatest accomplishment. Where will we be 1 week from today, Dave Harrigan? Where will we be right now? Where will we be?
We will be on the veranda, can we call it? The porch?
Veranda, I like that better.
Of the WCCO booth at your Minnesota State Fair.
And as the folks gather, do you have the timpani? Dun, 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 dun. Uh-oh. Thank you. You're welcome. It happened because of me. We now have a pergola for the listeners at the State Fair.
The pergola is here, ladies and gentlemen.
The pergola looks tremendous.
It is a solid-looking pergola. We've seen multiple photos, all the angles.
Yep.
The people.
I wish it went a little further. I got to kind of be honest. I wish it went all the way to the pictures, but then some of the egomaniacs here would have been bothered. Their picture wouldn't have.
You want it to be wider, you're saying?
Yeah, wider. I wanted it to go all the way to the wall.
Okay.
Can Andy get out there?
From the window to the wall is what you're saying.
Exactly. That's what I wanted all the way. They should have consulted me. Okay.
Well, you're a noted pergola expert. Listen, very good at pergolas.
This pergola is great. Closed circuit Adam Carter is never going to stop. It's never going to top Cold Springs, okay? But this goes back to the fan. I was trying to think. I was going to text somebody from the fan. When did we move from just a table? I mean, I think we are at a table. Anybody from the fan is listening, text me. When did we move? I think our most infamous moment ever at the fan table is when I'm still with Dan, and Majors was a regular with us, okay? And Majors brought Pat Miles over. Oh, Brad Lane. They submitted the wider version of the pergola. They didn't get it approved by the fair.
Fair shut us down.
Honestly, the fair.
You know the problem? I bet Sweet Martha said no. It's too close. Too close.
Are there really regulations at the fair on how wide a pergola can be?
Martha's got a lot of pull.
But there's a lot of pull.
There's
a big fence in between Sweet Martha's.
Okay. People would break it down for a bucket. You know that.
That's true. So we're at the table. And that's what we had. Literally, we were in just very small location for years and years at the fan. And so it's. I remember it went me, Pat, Paul, Dan, and the crazy Cab A. Remember the crazy Cab A?
I do.
This is when Bernard felt that we were becoming a threat. Okay. So the crazy Cab A comes out, and he's got a squirt gun. and he's squirting us. And we're like, to borrow a Dan word, we're gobsmacked.
Yes.
We're like, what is going on here? And in the audience, you know who we had in the audience? The future governor of the state of Minnesota,
Tim
Jesse Ventura.
That's even better.
Was there. Okay. But you know who our muscle was? Who stood up to the crazy cabbe? Someone we've both worked with. You more directly than me. Who was the muscle who stood up to the crazy cabbe?
Corey Roos.
But in the neighborhood. In the neighborhood.
Okay.
The culture vulture.
Oh, really?
Dubé stood up to the crazy cabbe.
Did he get physical at all? Did he just shout him down?
They were they were face to face going at
it. Really? A little point, like, you know,
yeah.
Manager and umpire kind of thing?
Yeah. I mean, not Jesse, but the culture vulture. Stood up.
Wow.
So I was trying to think, because Breuer and I, we split up in February of 2001. I'm trying to think, did Dan and I ever do shows there together? I don't remember. So the Fan moves over by the grandstand, over by CCO TV, Fox 9, Vestios is nearby, and at the Fan, and they still have the bleachers.
Yes.
And this is when I went to 2, Dan went to 4:30, and you could see it, like where fans were melting on those metal bleachers. And both of us started complaining, we need a giant awning. Okay, an awning to whoop. That awning comes up.
That the sound it makes.
Whoop. That baby comes up, right?
Chris Berman doing the awning?
Whoop. Did you see Berman the other day? Just says no butt at all. Zero butt.
No butt.
651-461-9226. Who else has no butt? And then I read somebody claiming it's because of the GLP stuff.
Could be.
If with a GLP, do you lose your butt?
I don't know. My grandfather never had a butt either.
No, I mean, no butt at all.
I kind of think of old men. The older that men seem to get,
they lose the butt.
The butt just sinks
could,
in.
Maybe, yeah, could be. And so complain about the awning, then ended up here. 2009, my first fair here, and shockingly, quickly, I saw people melting in our. Well, okay, another thing I deserve credit for is grabbing those benches. And bringing them in. People used to have to just sit out there.
Standing room, right?
Standing room. And I went, no. And I started bringing the benches in. And then people would move them back. And then finally, I'd bring them back. And so now, what do we have? We have benches everywhere.
Benchapalooza.
Benchapalooza. And now, ladies and gentlemen, at the fair, you are welcome.
Yes.
Because I have brought in it was my idea of some sort of cover. I still thought, whoop, the awning. But I think they shot us down perpetually on the awning. Because I know Dan still complains about it at the Fan. So we finally work with the best company on the planet, Andy Lind. It's Lind's Construction.
That's right.
I hope Andy himself built this because – if somehow Elston's tied to this, I'm worried about it. Okay. I hope he was dialed in that.
Yes.
Okay. But we now have a pergola, so in the main area, instead of melting, you will get shade coverage.
That's right.
And I'm just going to say this. Everybody at the fair, I want you to thank me. And I want to go even further. I want the pergola named the Chad Hartman Pergola. Why not? Did Vanita complain about this? No. Did Adam complain about this? No. Did Jordana complain about it? No. Did Jason complain about it? No. H. Lake. Mm-mm. Did Howard Viking rise up?
Did not.
Cedric Adams.
Did not.
Cannon didn't go there.
You know what you are? Voice of the people.
This doesn't affect me.
Every year, people come up, and what do? During the middle of the show, they kind of sneak towards the front. They really try to push those benches up.
Yes.
They might just get a hint of shade from the roof we have over our heads.
Yes.
No need anymore.
No need anymore.
You got hard rain? We'll take care of you. Heavy sun? We got you. Thank you, Chad.
Where
thank you.
Do I rank? Let's review. Mandela?
Mm-hmm.
Gandhi?
They were good.
Mother Teresa.
She was great.
Mary Jo Copeland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the mix.
Have they built pergolas?
Have they? No, I didn't build it. But
you built it like Donald Trump is building a ballroom.
Yeah.
You're not swinging the hammer, but it ain't happening without
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. This is my ballroom, but unlike Donald, I got it done.
And it cost a lot less, I hope.
I hope. Did we actually pay for this, or did Andy do this on his own?
You know the answer.
We're the company you that wouldn't the give the our, any of us like a drink or a, like a, you know, like a, I don't know, potato chip at the Al Shock going away get together.
I think it cost my raise of the last 4 years and the next 20.
Am I just insane when we go out there 1 week from today? And my first stop, as always, will be sausages by Cynthia. First day, that's my tradition. Now, I'm not going to eat anything in the morning. I'm going to eat just the sausages by Cynthia, and then the Dara onslaught of amazing food.
The extravaganza.
Is coming our way. But I think facing towards the CCO booth, to the on-air host, a plaque should say the Chad Hartman pergola.
You know what we should also get? We saw him for Biden. We now see him for Trump.
Yeah.
We need Chad Hartman stickers, your face with the finger pointing, I did that.
That's fine. If it does that, not my face. Let's just say Chad Hartman did this. Now, Brad played a role not as big as mine. Did the fair play role? They stopped it forever.
Yeah.
I took on the man and took the man down.
Who has taken on the state fair and won? Has that ever happened in the history of the fair? I don't think it has.
Describe what I'm doing.
You are bowing. You are bowing to your left, to your right, behind you. A full circle of bows. You have now twisted back around.
Close circuit to curb fans. That was a deep bow.
Deep bow.
That wasn't an S bow. In one of the New York years with Larry, when the food spilled out of the package and he got an S-bow as he found out when he ran into folks at Central Park. Deep bow,
another one.
Who else has taken on the state fair and brought them down to their knees?
Yes, that's what happened.
Who's next on the hit parade for me?
Who do you want to go after? Do you need a break, or can you just get right back on the horse?
I need to glisten a little bit.
That's fair.
Right.
Fair time to glisten.
This is like one of the greatest orgasms of your life, and you need to take it in.
How would you know?
Oh, let's call her right now. Is this the... I mean, sure, I have three children. Sure, I'm about to be a grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I have some friends and an amazing partner right now. And even the partners before, we still all get along. And I've worked in town since 1990. That's nothing compared to taking on the fair and squashing them like a grape and getting them. I'm probably not helping us with the extension of the pergola. But I'd like the fair to just say one word to me. What do you think that word is? Uncle.
Uncle. Uncle. The fair tapped. You put him in the sleeper.
They tapped out.
You mentioned soon to be a grandpa. When that granddaughter arrives.
She'll be second.
Are you going to scoop her up right when she's out of the hospital, bring her right to the fair yes, booth, yes. And just say, Grandpa did that.
Yeah.
Grandpa did that for you.
Michaela, Hunter, Celia looks amazing. Just... let me take Celia for an hour or so. Leave the hospital within, you know, snip, umbilical cord. Yes, I guess I'll have to let Michaela hold her daughter. And yes, I'll have to let Hunter hold his daughter. And then, boom, yeah. I'm out of there.
Very brief.
And we are going to probably storm the gate because it might be wintertime. Better be wintertime or else this is a very delayed pregnancy. And I'm going to bring it right there, you know, fully wrapped up.
Sure.
And say, This is what your grandpa did.
This is for you.
During the first 61 years of his life, he whined and complained so much. Unending. I mean, how many times do you think I complained about lack of an awning at the fan, and now another lack of awning? So, I mean, I guess in some ways you could say I didn't win because I wanted the awning. But we'll bypass that.
You got cover.
We got
cover. Awning, pergola.
Does this cover affect you or I at all?
No.
Zero.
No.
I did it for the people.
Will you accept gifts during the run of the fair?
Absolutely.
Cash or other merchandise?
Cash.
Gift cards?
Or a top 20 in the world golf course where we're playing there.
How about a certificate for a silver butter knife steak?
Nope. I threw away a lot of those. I did. I could. People go, did you use a lot of them? Hell no, I didn't do that.
I eat there every night.
I wouldn't. Ever since my father passed away, I've had the silver butter knife steak for two. Just myself. Okay, wrong answers only. What is your greatest accomplishment? 651-461-9226. Wrong answers only. What is your greatest accomplishment? Answer some of the other ones I've raised. I have a Kinetico drinking water system at my house, and boom, guess what I brought in? From Turtle Bread, little chicken mushroom soup.
Delightful.
Thank you
for sharing a little bit of that.
It's really good.
Really
right?
Solid.
And what am I, as I'm washing down the chicken mushroom soup from Turtle Bread? Kinetico drinking water system. How about stare down the contaminants like I stared down the fair? There might be like just a minuscule left because we can't guarantee 100% with Kinetico, but
it's like not getting the wide pergola.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and by the way, there's way less contaminants than there is. I mean, there's going to be a bidding war to get under that pergola, too. We might be doing some action on our show.
I'll take the bids.
Okay, for you, for referral, $100. Hey, you're leaving? Okay. You can get a little bit of your money back.
Pay up front, right here. I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. Aquarius Home Services, what a great company. Earning the right to be recommended since 1987. You hear so many people on other stations talking about it on TV because we've all had it at our house, and it's so damn good. Quality water is essential for your life. I can tell you about that stuff. Let's concentrate on the water right now. And this company earning the right to be recommended since when? 1987. AquariusHomeServices.com. This is what I like, by the way. A texter who gets off on the wrong foot, then corrects himself or herself. You say they didn't consult with you. How can you claim this as an accomplishment? I retract my last text, the person followed up. You deserve the credit 100%. Saint Chad. That's fine.
You know, that's a great text there. Well, two texts. But it, as Jordana likes to say, when we know better, we do better.
Yeah.
Clearly, upon that first text, that texter didn't know the full story.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't quite understand. It's fine. They had a hot take. They thought they knew. But they listened. They continued to learn. They continued to do their research. And then they understood and said, you know what? I was thinking about this incorrectly.
Yeah.
I was wrong. They did some introspection. They looked deep inside themselves and said, you know what?
Yeah.
I need to reach back out and mend fences.
Very well stated.
Thank you. All of
us in life should have that ability.
Great lesson.
Topic after topic. I like big pergola, someone says.
Who doesn't like big pergola?
We are now a part of big pergola. I mean, my favorite going to the lake, and Adam Carter, I know you're listening. We loved big pergola it's the first promo I did, Cold Spring. Then I was reminding it's Cold Springs.
It's fine.
Yeah. Sounds like the fair board has some propeller heads on it. Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do. And who pretty much won. I think in the end, on the extension, you know, the idea of the president until this president. Difficult questions get. I think that's when they should have brought me in as the closer to say, okay, this is good and we appreciate it, but look at how much better this will be for the fair if the pergola goes all the way across.
When you approach somebody for negotiation, do you tell them exactly what you want right away, or do you shoot for the moon? You shoot for the moon knowing there's going to be some compromise.
Look, yeah.
I think the station is smart enough to know we've got the water in the back. We want to have a clear pathway to get people the liquid they need, the water they need to keep going on the day. So what do? We ask for the big pergola all the way to the fence.
Yeah.
We know we're not going to get that.
Okay.
We don't need that because the fair wants no pergola. But we ask for the big pergola to say, you know what? Could we take just a few feet off of it? We can compromise there. We got exactly what we wanted all the time.
Or, exactly. But then for next year, they're so dazzled.
Could be.
By the pergola.
Are you calling for an extension right now?
An extension!
Oh!
Wait till the other places see this and the jealousy.
Yeah.
And
maybe even all the way to the street, over the sidewalk. Could that happen?
Well, I'd like it all the way to the bathrooms underneath the giant slide. Okay, the hidden.
Do not tell people those are there.
The hidden nice one. The ones by Carol Levin are just so disgusting. So bad.
Accurate.
Hey, Chad, I think the state fair should just call you Daddy.
I think they should.
Let's see. I remembered ordering a birthday cake for my wife, and I dropped it in the driveway. That's this person's greatest accomplishment.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Most hours of detention accrued at Robbinsdale Cooper, 1985.
Wow.
Greatest accomplishment.
Good.
Thank you. My greatest accomplishment was on our recent vacation. I told my wife I fixed the part of the toilet from our camper we were towing. After we got up, turns out I did not. Well, that had to be bad. Change the call letters from WCCO to Chad. I think that should be at least considered. Because we would like separation from WCCO TV.
Well, they should change theirs.
We were first.
Yes.
We were first. Okay. So they're probably not going to change. It's normally four letters.
You have to go
W or a...
Or to the K. Can we go K-H-A-D?
Basically, it's the same thing.
It works for me.
Basically, can we wind the river around 2nd Avenue and 7th Street? Because is it the river, the cutoff?
It's a little fudgy between as we're right around the river, I think. But yes.
Yeah, it's very possible. Very possible. I'm still so satisfied. Are we done? Could we walk off the stage right now? You know, when they're begging, the lighters are up.
Mm-hmm.
The encore, and we just leave.
They're calling for an encore, but we've already given
we've
them
done
everything.
It. We've saved. We've saved people from skin cancer.
You have.
Melanoma rates are going to drop because this pergola is going to cause a surge in pergolas across the planet.
Just at the fair, you've saved people from both heat stroke due to sun exposure and hypothermia or pneumonia due to possible cold.
How many lives have I just saved right here?
Probably a billion.
I would say when you count the whole world and the implications, it might take a while, but I think $1.5 billion is fair.
Okay.
Judge Kevin Burke. I mean, he was a judge for 30-some years. Chief judge. Did he take on the fair and get a pergola? I don't think so, but he's next. Our friend and frequent guest for decades, former judge and chief judge for Hennepin County, Kevin Burke is kind enough to join us. Kevin is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Let's start, Kevin. with what happened yesterday in Ramsey County District Court, what's continuing today. I'm going to read from a Sahan Journal story. Six members of two alleged Somali gangs agreed to not attend this year's state fair after being named in civil lawsuits seeking to ban the gangs from gathering. Others who turned it down say the lawsuits violate their constitutional rights. The Muddy and the Vile gangs, the lawsuits laid out several incidents involving the alleged members, including a 2024 shooting, also a 2025 brawl just inside the fairgrounds, and other actions in St. Paul. Are we really negotiating with gang members here? Is that what's taking place in court, sir?
No, actually, the history of this kind of litigation started in California in the 1980s. And these kind of cases do raise constitutional questions. Among them is, well, I'm not a member of the what named the gang. I didn't get served, or I have protected activity. So could you end up saying in a very conservative state that if you're protesting against Planned Parenthood outside the building, that's a public nuisance and we can ban it? I don't think that's what's really happening in the litigation in St. Paul. After the California Supreme Court affirmed the idea that these public nuisance lawsuits are at least conceptually constitutional, Minnesota adopted a statute which drives that litigation on the state fair.
I'll add a little more, because this was an excellent story by the Sahan Journal on this. Last week, prosecutors with the Minnesota Attorney General's office and the Ramsey County office stated the need for the injunctions. Using testimony from Ramsey County Sheriff's Office gang investigator Ben Seidel to establish both groups as gangs under a Minnesota statute, he testified that investigators used a 9-point list of criteria developed by the state's Gang and Drug Oversight Council to identify gang members. At least three of the 9 points, which include identification by a reliable source like law enforcement, being arrested or consistently seen with other known gang members and throwing up gang signs, need to be met to be considered a gang member. Is that fair in your estimation?
The idea of these 9-point tests, 12-point tests, 7-point tests is all over the country. And sometimes they're wrong and embarrassingly wrong. So I'm not knocking the idea that we want to try to develop some intelligence and stuff. But the track record here is more spotty than law enforcement would like you to believe.
Do you want to expand on that?
Well, I was seen with Chad Hartman. And, you know, Chad Hartman has been causing a lot of trouble for the state fair. He took him on.
Yeah,
and my
thank you.
Association with Chad Hartman now becomes one of the points that allows me to be enjoined and not allowed to come to the state fair. I'm not trying to be completely flippant, but it's a serious issue to end up saying that the government's going to come after you and prohibit you from going to certain places that everybody else enjoys.
So can I chime in on that? Let me try to be as specific
sure,
as possible.
Yeah.
If they can show that this gang and these 10 cause the disturbances in 24 and 25 at the fair multiple times, and they can associate them with gang issues elsewhere in their lives in St. Paul, is that enough?
I mean, it likely is. I think that it likely is. I mean,
seems like it should be for me.
Pardon me?
It seems like that should be enough for me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that at least if those are the facts, that certainly seems to comply with the statute. You got to be careful here because the idea of ability to go someplace, ability to say certain things, is an important constitutional right. But from what you describe, at least conceptually, we're moving in the direction that, yes, a judge has the authority to go ahead and do this.
Kevin, hang on. I want to take a short break. I want to come back because Derek Chauvin seems like he'll never leave our lives. He's appealed again. He's done this before. And once again, a lot of people who believe Derek Chauvin did not receive a fair trial are bringing that back up again. And this was obviously right here in our state, right here in the county, and with a trial judge you know well. So back with former chief judge and judge in Hennepin County and frequent guest of the show, Kevin Burke, in moments. I want to talk to you about insurance. I want to talk to you about the cost. I want to talk to you about the coverage. And let's be honest, I wish it'd be great if we all just didn't have to have the coverage or it was inexpensive. But we do. When you're listening to me driving right now, or you're at home, or you're listening to the podcast, wherever you might be, think about it, your house, your condo, your cabin, work, a boat, a jet ski, whatever you might have, you need insurance. And you're finding a way, because these rates have jumped up a lot the last few years, to say, how can I still get excellent coverage but pay less, or how can I pay the same but get better coverage? Here's how I can help you. You're going to be with American Family, a national heavyweight brand with decades and decades of excellent coverage and gravity and weight and experience. But then you get the local office, because I'm sorry, if you get an accident and you just want to go spin the wheel, 1-800, I might get somebody's good, I might get somebody's terrible. We just differ. I want to get a local office, and that's my friend Amber Scholl, Scholl and Associates. They're local. It's a good-sized office, so they can help you out, and they're going to give you policies for American Family. It is worth a little bit of your time just to make sure you get the best coverage. How to get a hold of her? It's so simple. TeamScholl.com. I just think of Kilbourne with this song. Remember how obsessed he was with Dido?
That's right.
Former Wolves radio broadcaster Craig Kilbourne. He broadcasts like a half dozen games. We eventually started doing simulcast, but when Kevin couldn't make it, Harlan, I would slide to TV, and Kilbourne came in. When they were looking for young announcers, among the folks at the end who were considered, me, Kilbourne, and somebody else. I think he's fared okay.
He's done okay.
He's done okay since, but Dido and Kilbourne, I just always think of that. And normally it seems like once a year at a Wolves game, I'll run into Kilbourne. I did not this year. He's Mr. Palm Springs, too, so he occasionally sends me a text and gives me another restaurant to go to when I head out to the Western White House. What is the bumper music theme today?
Well, that was, of course, Dido and White Flag. We kicked off the show with the 97 one-hit wonder from Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitta. There you know.
Yeah.
Trump's good at flagpoles. So we got flagpole and flag-related music today.
Kevin Burke continues with us, the retired former judge, including twice chief judge for Hennepin County. P.K. Hill, you still know very well. He oversaw the Derek Chauvin trial, by the way, for all the folks who are like, oh, what a lefty P.K. Hill is. Appointed by Tim Pawlenty, Republican. So Derek Chauvin, again, is looking to overturn his conviction. His latest attorney says the case should have gone before a grand jury and that the governor's decision to put Attorney General Keith Ellison in charge was unlawful. On those two points, does Derek Chauvin have a chance for an appeal?
I would start with this. Before I was a judge, I represented a number of people who were facing life in prison. And my belief was then that if they got convicted, they will come and turn on me or the judge or anyone else, and I don't blame them. They're sitting in prison. I was thinking this morning when you asked me to be on your show, Do you remember the movie The Great Escape?
Yeah.
With Steve Martin. It was the
long time ago. Yeah.
They broke out of the Nazi camp.
Great cast.
And early in the movie, one of the prisoners said, "There's a duty to escape or try to escape." And so at some level, that's what Derek Chauvin's doing. He has nothing else to do, so let's go try. I think that practically speaking, it is highly improbable it would be successful. If you look at when collateral attacks on convictions occur, the first one is the prosecutor withheld exculpatory evidence, and we would never have been convicted if we had known that. That one doesn't work in Minnesota, or certainly in Hennepin County, because the history in Hennepin County is the prosecutors give the defense lawyer everything they have. It's an open book policy here. These are all the police reports. Here are the lab things. They don't hold stuff back. So that one's not good. Second one is there's new technology that says, with DNA, we can show he was not the murderer. Well, that's not going to happen. There's no scientific development here that would change the facts. Things like complaining about the grand jury and stuff like that tend never to work because the issue gets forfeited. When Derek Chauvin appealed his first conviction, which was affirmed, he didn't include those issues, and he forfeits them. So it's a very uphill battle for him. If you were going to go on the betting markets, you're betting against Derek Chauvin's success in this attack on his conviction.
And the governor is allowed to put the attorney general in charge of cases. We know that, right?
Right. Yeah, right.
So right. I don't know how to say that's unlawful.
We saw the controversy when Governor Walz took the case away from Mary Moriarty.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear Alpha News complain about that.
Well, that was the officer case, by the way, where I agree, by the way. I think the officer was unjustly charged, and I think Mary Moriarty screwed up that case myself, personally. For the folks who are still convinced and they cite one autopsy versus another. Do you think that's an error?
No, that's why you have a jury trial. Though the difficulty is, the jury heard the evidence. There was an opportunity to attack the autopsy for the prosecution. So again, if there was something that would say it's not creating reasonable doubt, it's a mathematical certainty that this defendant didn't do it because of the DNA, and that's not the facts in this case. It's not like, well, we can prove that George Floyd is actually alive, so it's not going to it's not likely to happen. But you don't blame him. He's sitting in prison and he's got his supporters, so why not go give it a try?
Last point here with Kevin Burke. I said this many times. George Floyd should not have resisted arrest. That didn't mean he should have been killed. And the overwhelming number of officers, in my opinion, are either very good or great. They're outliers, though, like there are in every job. And Derek Chauvin put his knee on George Floyd's neck for not a minute, not 2 minutes, not 3 minutes, not 4 minutes, not 5 minutes, not 6 minutes, not 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 9 minutes plus. And this is the guy that we're saying, unless you support him, you're not a law and order guy. I am a supporter of quality police officers. I back that up every day on the show. I'm sorry. This wasn't quality police work, Kevin, in my opinion.
The thing that you mentioned about the 9 minutes is typically what the police will try to do in a situation where somebody is resisting arrest and a crowd is developing, which happens. they will try to get the person out of there as fast as they can.
Yep.
So what was the point in keeping him there with the knee on his neck and for 9 minutes so that you could get the crowd even more upset? That just doesn't make sense. It's not good law enforcement.
Nope. And he had a pattern, and what he did was, after he had George Floyd under control, was uncalled for, and in my opinion, deserved charges, and then the jurors rendered their decision. All right, my friend, excellent as always. One last point?
I think that that one of the sad, among many sad things about the George Floyd, Derek Chauvin case is, if you look back at this, Chauvin should have been kicked off the police department for misconduct long before George Floyd. And he wasn't held accountable for prior misdeeds. And, you know, he can get a new job. I'm not talking about banishing him to some island, but he just didn't temperamentally fit for being a police officer.
I got to jump in. Excellent point. And I always appreciate you coming on. Enjoy your day, sir.
Invite me again. Bye-bye.
Will do.